Houston Independent School District, An Education in Plant Success Story by Carrie Sherburn. Chuck Werninger is a well-known name in implant circles as a successful implant professional and evangelist for print. We had the opportunity to speak with him on a wide range of topics regarding implant operations, how he's been able to drive change within the Houston Independent School District, and on the value of print in general. Werninger moved to Houston from Little Rock in 2013 after running printing services at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock for over 6 years. Prior to that, he worked in various commercial printing operations. Chuck, thanks for talking with us today. You started out in 2013 as Houston Independent School District running the print operation, but today you have much broader responsibilities. Tell us about that. Today, as Senior Manager of IT Administrative Services, I direct and oversee the records management, document imaging, printing services, graphic design, mailing services, district post office, and 1,300 fleet copiers for the Houston Independent School District. We provide outstanding service for the nearly 200,000 students and their families who attend the district's 280 schools and support the 25,000 principals, teachers, and support staff in the fourth largest city in America. My current office is about 11 miles away from the print shop, but my happiest times are when I can visit the shop. Tell us about the configuration of the print shop. To be honest, it is part museum and part high tech. We have 5 older duplicators that we still use almost every single day, and we have a 4-unit DID web, which is used for high volume, high speed, lower quality printing. With that press, we can do 4-0 or 2-2. The quality is very 1990s, and we have a hard time getting any roll paper that is not 60-pound offset. So that's mostly what we run on that press. And that's the work that is less valued and is going online, except for when they legally have to distribute a piece of paper. And we also have a PressTech 52DI. What about the higher tech side of the business? That's the exciting part. We have a Canon i300 sheet-fed inkjet press we have had now for 7 years, and we have 2 Printware iJet digital envelope printers. We also have a Canon VarioPrint 6270 Titan, which I think is the finest sheet-fed black and white toner printer ever made. And of course, we have all kinds of finishing gear to support that, including a Duplo splitter, cutter, creaser, mail sortation equipment, inkjet addressing, inserting, metering, etc. We also have wide format, 3 Canon Colorado 1640s, a Fotoba XY cutter, and a Colex cutter. What types of things are you doing in wide format? That's an exciting and high growth area. We serve 280 schools and 50 business offices. Often we will be called on to produce posters, and they might want 2 for each building. They might say something about a new gun law or some kind of compliance document. That's a 600 run, which is too big for conventional inkjet, but not long enough to justify larger format offset. So it's perfect for our wide format devices. We can do 600 24 by 36 posters printed on paper and cut to size in about 2 hours. 1 Fotoba can handle the output from 3 Colorados. So the Colorados are roll fed. Any thoughts about getting a flatbed or a direct to rigid? That's in the game plan. We certainly do a tremendous amount of yard signs, poster boards, and things like that. We print on vinyl and affix that to the substrate, and then cut it with Colex. We are doing lots of contour cut yard signs that might have the school name and logo, for example, Austin High School, and their Mustang logo is cut out in the shape of the horse. We have known that going to direct to board is a better way to produce these, but we couldn't do everything at once. We also believe that direct-to-board printing will be a real growth opportunity for us, especially when we can print and finish ADA-compliant signage in-house. How did COVID affect your operation? COVID actually reversed a kind of sliding trend downward for us, in that we printed a lot of course packs, especially early on when there was mostly remote learning, and for the first time, our kids got full-color learning materials. The quality was great and the price was low. They really loved it. I know you are a long-time and vocal advocate for learning materials, customized to each student. Taking materials you have bought, paid for, and have access to use, and selecting the parts of those materials most applicable to each student. Have you been able to implement that at HISD? Still a work in progress. I don't have a doctorate in education, so not everyone believes me. I think math is the most likely area for this to develop. The math department at most schools seems to really stick with print, and I think it's because you kind of need to learn math with pen and paper. Personalized, customized print is hard to produce, but more meaningful. I think that the printers who get behind high-value print will still be standing a few years from now, and the ones who are committed to high-volume, static, throwaway, low-worth print will suffer. Your district covers quite a large geographic area. How do people submit their print work? We have EFI's mid-market suite, which includes the Market Direct storefront and Pace as the MIS. We also use Process Shipper. We have a catalog of thousands of items in Market Direct, everything from forms, business cards, and stationery, to signs and display graphics. Plus, people can upload their own designs or use our graphic designer to create custom artwork. We also do special things like student-designed holiday cards that parents and students can order from the storefront in quantities as low as 10. Another example is for the art department. We found that students were paying a lot to have their artwork reproduced on canvas, and we let the art departments know that we can do that for them faster and with much less cost. You mentioned Process Shipper. I understand you promise fast delivery, often next day. Talk a little about the shipping process. You must have intra-district mail services? We do, but not all print projects can be easily distributed via internal mail. And mail is only delivered twice a week to schools, along with custodial and office supplies. And the exact destinations are not always convenient for the recipient. So what we have done is capitalize on the contract the state of Texas has with FedEx. We ship FedEx Ground, and it is typically a next-day delivery right to the school that has requested it, rather than perhaps ending up in the business office or some other centralized location. It's efficient and very cost-effective. Anything else you'd like to highlight? Report cards and progress reports. These are each sent out every 6 weeks. Our previous process was that each school was printing their own report cards, not always even on a quality school letterhead, manually folding, stuffing, and affixing the stamp. Very labor intensive. So now we have about 30 of our schools using our shop for this process, and we hope to grow that. We take their data stream out of the report card system and securely print it in one pass with high quality color branding, and then we use our automated folding, inserting, and metering system to get them ready to mail. We also print the school's full-color logo and return address on the envelopes, where before they were often handwritten, or the return address was applied with a rubber stamp, that kind of thing. It's much more efficient and probably more secure, so that's something we want to continue to grow.